Hey guys, Lincoln Parks here, and I want to welcome you to the Geek Speak podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to be talking a little bit about your website. You know, you're a business owner, you're out there, and to tell you the truth, some business owners out there right now, today is 2019, and some business owners do not have a viable solution for their website, okay? And it's a must. In 2019, you need to have a website. You need to have a website. It's critically important for your business. It's critically important for when people are searching for you online. It's critically important for your brand as a company, as a business. If you're looking to grow and you're looking to expand, that should be your central nervous system, which is your website. If you don't have a website, you need to go out there and get a website immediately. Okay, now, I know, for example, that, you know, in most cases, you just can't go out there and spend $5,000 on a website. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about how you can get your website online for under $1,000. So I want you to stay tuned for the Geek Speak podcast. This is coming at you live, Web Mobile Fusion Geek Speak. Okay, so we're back. And I want to, today, on today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about your website as a business owner, as an entrepreneur. And you may not have a website, but we're starting from the beginning here in 2019, okay? And you may not have a website, and you want to get your website out there, and you want people to see what it is that you do for your business. So you have a Facebook page, you may have a Google My Business page. If you don't have that, that's something that we're going to talk about in a separate podcast. But let's just talk about your website, which is your central nervous system. This is the brain of your operation. It's the brain of your business. But I know a lot of people typically have problems and they have questions and they have concerns about, you know, I just don't have the money to build a website. Because, you know, websites are going to cost me $2,500, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, whatever it is, it's going to cost. And you don't have the time to go out there and build a website on your own, right? Yeah, I mean, you don't have the skills. You don't have the necessary skills. You're a doctor. You know, you're a farmer. You are a teacher. You are a practitioner. You're doing things that you love to do. You don't love to go out there and build a website. You don't want to have to go and build a website. So I'm going to tell you right now how you can go. I'm going to give you a couple resources on how you can go and build a website and get this website built for you for less than $1,000. Now, I know people are going to be saying, you know what? Well, Lincoln, you guys at Web Mobile Fusion, you are a marketing agency, and you guys build websites and that type of stuff. And why would you be giving this information away? I know there's probably other agencies that are going to be out there that are going to be listening to this podcast, and they're going to be saying, man, this guy is just totally giving away all the information. You know, how are we expect to make business? How are we expect to do business? And look, screw that. What we're here to do is we're here to help business owners. Okay. We're not here to screw over people. Yes. Web Mobile Fusion does. We do develop websites and we build websites for people, but there's also, you know, if you can give people the resources to be able to do these things on their own, then, you know, that's just goodwill, man. That's just goodwill. Why would I want to withhold information from people when it's something that they desperately need for their business? They desperately need this for their business, and they just don't have the necessary skills or the dollars to be able to do it. I mean, this is bootstrap time. I'm going to tell you guys a little bit. It's a little something, you know, because I bootstrapped this business. It was all cash. It was all, you know, I took no loans out for this business. None, not a single dime, not a cent. Now, I'm not saying that will never be a possibility. at some time soon, but I'm telling you, this is straight bootstrap. This is straight 401k, IRA, Roth IRA. You know, this is that kind of stuff. Okay, borrowing from yourself to pay yourself. This is what that's all about. So I don't want you guys to think that, you know, I wasn't in the same spot at some point. I was just blessed to be able to work in corporate America. And when I got out of DeVry University years ago, that I went into web hosting. And when I went into web hosting, then I learned about websites and I learned about how to, you know, I'm not a coder, not a developer. I have a developer on staff, and I have a designer on staff, but that's not me. But I do know how to customize websites. I do know how to write code. I do know how to do all of that stuff, but it's not something that I really enjoy doing. That's why we have people that do it for you here at Web Mobile Fusion. But that's besides the point. What we're here to talk about today is you. We're here to talk about your website and how you could get this up for under $1,000. So I just want to jump on in real quick, okay? So here's the first tip. Here's the first place that I think, and there's a couple places that you can go, but some places that I'm going to recommend, and I'm actually typing this in right now on the computer. And so number one place that you can go get your website built is a website called Fiverr. Okay, it's Fiverr.com. It's called Fiverr. And there are business professionals that are on Fiverr where you can hire them to do specific tasks for you. Okay, so if you want a website built, all you do is you go to Fiverr.com and you put in website design, and then you choose a contractor. A contractor is going to come up. You choose that contractor, and they're going to tell you, they're going to give you some resources about how they, what kind of sites they've designed. They have a profile, they have a rating system, so you could go through and look at their rating and see what they're rated, see any jobs, previous jobs that they've done before. You can go and look at those, and then what you do after that is you say, okay, I want to work with this person. So if you want to work with somebody that you see on there that could build a website for you, then what you do is you just reach out to them. You could send them a message and say, hey, I'd like to find out a little bit more about your gig. That's what it's called, a gig, a Fiverr gig. And this could be ranging anywhere from $30, $40, $50, $300, $500, you know, $900, whatever. So you work with them, find out what the details are. You know, you message them, find out what the details are. And then once you're satisfied, you read all their reviews and you feel like this is the person that you want to go with to help you with your website, then all you need to do at that point now is hire them. Okay. And then how do you hire them through Fiverr? All you do is click on their name. Like, I'm going to click on an individual right here. Click on this guy. He's going to give you all his prices. He has a basic price, a standard price, and a premium price to do whatever they need to do for you. Then it's going to have, you know, sometimes a lot of people have a picture of themselves. Then you could click on that picture. It has a contact me button. And these are people from all over the world. Not only the United States, but these are people from all over the world that are very talented and skilled, and they can help you out with you in your business. So you click on contact me, you reach out to them, you type them a message, whatever it is, find out what they're going to be doing for you. And then once you find out that information, then what they're going to do is they will send you over a custom gig. If it's custom or it falls into one of their plans, what they're going to be doing for you. And then you pay it. Okay. And then it gives them a time frame on when they're going to complete it. And then once it's complete, you have the opportunity to review it, revise it, you know, make changes. It depends on if that's included in their gig. And then you approve it and bada bing, bada boom, it's done. And now you can work with these individuals to be able to do this for you. And you got your website up. And it's under $1,000. Okay. So I just want you to make sure you check out Fiverr.com. It's a great resource for small business owners and a great resource for those of you that are just getting started and you're not able to afford working with companies like Web Mobile Fusion or working with some other web design firms and development firms that you're getting customized work done. You just want to get something out there, something that's going to give you a presence online, and that's going to jumpstart, you know, what you have to do. And that's perfectly fine because that's where you are at the moment. And then as you continue to grow, then you call on companies like Web Mobile Fusion to do more customized and more detailed things for you. But in the meantime, you're just trying to get started. You're just trying to get going. Yeah, this is the way to go. So check out Fiverr.com, and then that will be a great resource for you guys to jump on in there. Okay, so that's number one, Fiverr.com. Number two resource is a website that is similar to this, but it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit, you know, Fiverr is probably, you know, the lower tier. But don't get me wrong. Now, when I say lower tier, I don't mean lower tier people. There are some experts that are on Fiverr. So, you know, don't get me wrong. Those people are there. But Upwork is a site that also works in a similar fashion. What you do is you, on this one, you write out what you want your project. You put your budget down, what you want to budget for your project, and then you submit it. And you submit it out to a database. You create an account, obviously, and then you put all the details that you want to happen and you assign your budget to it. And then people are going to look at that. Contractors are going to look at that and they're going to bid on it and they're going to bid on your project. And then from that point, what you do is you can say, okay, yeah, I definitely want to, you know, I want to hire this person. Again, it's an interview process. Again, they're going to be hundreds of people or hundreds of contractors that submit for your job if it matches their skill set. And then you got to go through and find the right person for you, interview them, talk to them, see what they could do for you. And then from that point, hire them. And the thing with this is, and hiring people online, which is really great, is you have the ability to, especially with Upwork, you can pay for an entire project, but the contractor is not paid until that milestone is released. So, for example, if it's going to cost you, say, $1,500 to get something done, you can set up different milestones. So in a milestone releases cash. Okay. So you could say, I'm going to pay you half up front and then half at the end. So that's two milestones. So if your job costs $1,000, then you pay the $500 and it holds it in an escrow account, that's online. And then from that point, you can, once that is completed, then you release that money and the contractor is paid. Then you upload another $500, which is going to complete your project. And once they complete the end of the project or whatever that milestone is, then you release it again. And then for both of these websites, you give the people a rating. So they're working based off of good ratings. So they want to make sure that they do great and excellent work. And if they're doing great, excellent, detailed work, then what you do is you pretty much hire those individuals and you write them a great review, okay? Because that's how they make their living, by being a contractor, and they are actually doing jobs for you. They can be an extension of your business. So I'm giving you these resources because I want businesses to succeed in 2019. I want businesses to succeed because I've been there, man. I've been there, and I've struggled, and it's been tough. And the thing about it is, you know, nobody wants to give you these resources because everybody wants to be a guru, right? Everybody wants to be a guru, and nobody wants to really be humble and share resources and be frugal with the knowledge that they have. I understand. You know, you want to get paid too. You're a business owner. You want to get paid too. But at the same time, goodwill, man, goodwill is just the right thing to do. So I want business owners to succeed in 2019. So those are two resources that I'm going to give you. Now, if you're another business, if you're another business owner that you're like, okay, yeah, I don't really want to go through those websites, but I want to be able to take a stab at this myself. You know, you're a little bit savvy, and you know how to use a word processor, then I'm going to give you a list of a couple sites that you can use, that you can go to. And these are where you can choose templates, and you can choose a template design. And if it's a design that you like, then guess what? You can go ahead and use these resources. And really all it is point and click, changing out some images, changing some text, and you know, and you're up and running. You could be up and running with your website within a few hours. If you have all the information that you need, you have all the text and you have all the images and all that stuff, then you could be up and running in no time. So, and one of the first websites is Wix, wix.com, W-I-X.com. And I'm going to give you an example too. You know, I'm going to show you, like, for example, my sister, came to me and, she was like, "Hey, Lincoln, I want you to design a website for me." And you know, and obviously it's my sister, and you know, I'm like, yeah, sure, I can do it for you. And one thing she realized was that when I gave her these resources, she said, "Oh wow, I could go out here and I can." And what I'm trying to do right now is, you guys can't see this, but I'm actually trying to type her website up here so I can show you guys. But okay, so her website is leandraparks.com. So that's www.leandraparks.com. That's her website. And she had this website designed in Wix, wix.com, W-I-X.com. And she actually hired somebody off of Fiverr to do this for her. And because she realized that, you know, it was very simple. She had a budget that she wanted to stay under. And for us to utilize the resources that we had, that I had to pay my workers and then my developer and designer, and then also using WordPress, which is another platform that we're going to talk about at a later date and time that I advise you to, you know, to use eventually down the road. But this is something that she's going to be speaking, you know, Leandra Parks, Pursuing Your Purpose. And she says, "Anything in life is achievable once you believe." And, you know, this is her website, and she had it done, and she used the resources. She used Fiverr.com and hired somebody to do it for her. And she used Wix, which is a very simple template-based website platform that you can get a professionally designed website exactly how you want it. So I don't even know if the website is live. It looked like she still has to put her Instagram feed in here and a couple other things in here. And she has her about us information and her contact information, real simple. Has her Facebook, Instagram. She has her whole brand. So she had a friend of hers, and this is how entrepreneurs can get started. I'm just giving you a real world example. Entrepreneurs get started. She wants to start speaking on the circuit. So what she did was, she had a friend of hers that was a graphic designer that designed her graphics, her logo, with her color scheme. And this was the color scheme. She wanted a gold color scheme. So if you go to leandraparks.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. She wanted this gold color scheme, and her friend that's a graphic designer designed her logo for her. And then also, and she gave those resources with the pictures. She had some professional photos taken, and she gave that to the guy that was doing the website, and boom, that's it. They give you a time when it's going to be done, and you are off to the races, and you are running, and you are going. So this is what you want. This is a typical example of someone that, you know, she could have came to me and got it done, but you know, it would have been out of her budget, you know, to get it done. She's my sister, you know, I would do it anyway, but it would have been out of her budget, and the time frame that it would have taken us because we're backed up. The time frame that would have given her, she wanted to get something done right away. So I gave her these resources and say, hey, go here, get this done, and you'll be really satisfied with what you have. And then in the later point in time, when you want to, you know, step it up and continue to step it up in your business, then that's when you start making some money. That's when you can get it to the next stage. So Wix.com, W-I-X.com, it's a template-based website, really, really cool website. So you can definitely use that. So another website, and I'm going to type this in right here while I'm going here. And another website that is similar to this is called Squarespace.com. So if you go to Squarespace.com, and you guys may have seen videos of this, you know, you may have seen commercials with Wix and Squarespace, or if you're on YouTube and you see these commercials where these celebrities are promoting it, these are really great platforms that you can use. Really, all you do, you come here, you choose a template, you know, and they have a bunch of template categories. I'm on the website right now, Squarespace. They have online stores, art and design, community and nonprofit. This is great for nonprofits, okay? Because nonprofits, a lot of nonprofits don't have big budgets, and you know, they want to get something that is professional looking, but at the same time still meets their needs financially. So you got community and nonprofit category, you got creative services, entertainment and media, fashion and beauty, food and drink, health and wellness, home and living, music, photography, professional services, travel and lifestyle, wedding. I mean, you could go on and on and on with the different categories that they have here. So what I'm saying is, go to Squarespace, go to Wix.com, choose a template that you want, go ahead and start paying. I think it's like $9 a month or something like that, $4 a month or whatever it is. Or you could pay for the year or whatever, and you'd be saving a ton of money. And you, if you want to go and do this yourself, you can, or you could go on Fiverr or Upwork, find somebody that's an expert in Wix and Squarespace design websites, and then let them do it for you, pay them, and that takes the stress and the headache out of what you're having them to do. And that's simple, okay? So, you know, that's another resource that I wanted to share with you. So that's Wix.com. The other one was Squarespace.com. And the third and final one is, let's see, www. It won't work with four W's. So it's not the World Wide Web. It's just the World Wide Web. E-B-L-Y. Okay, so the next site is called Weebly. Weebly.com. Again, it's in the same vein of a template design website. You know, if you have an e-commerce store, you know, I'm going to share a resource with you next. But again, Weebly.com, you go, let's look at their pricing. So I'm going to go on their pricing section. They have a free account. It's basic free account. Then they have a $5 account, $12 account, and $25 account. So they have a couple different accounts that you can use, and it's free, and it's called Weebly.com. So, I mean, just go on there, check it out, take a look at it, and see what else you can do. You know, it's very simple, guys. You can do it. And you can build these websites. Or again, just go out there and try to find professionals out there that, you know, on Fiverr and Upwork that specialize in designing websites like this, and let them do it for you. It's just that simple. Okay, so now I just want to transition and just talk a little bit about WordPress. And I wanted to, you know, this is something that we're gonna dive a little bit deeper into, you know, from the WordPress part of things. For right now, you guys you've heard the resources. You got the Wix and the Weebly, and you got the Squarespace, and you got Fiverr, and then you also have Upwork.com, where you could get some of these things done. And I gave you some resources on how you could get those done. Now, I just want to mention a little bit about WordPress. And WordPress is a platform where you will need a web design company or web development company to do this for you, because there are one-click solutions, And we're probably going to have a webinar on that to show you some of the one-click solutions that you can use. And there are themes and templates and that type stuff. But it's a little bit more, the learning curve is a little bit more. And as a business owner, you really don't want to do this, right? Because you have your business to focus in on. So what I advise you to do is, you know, as you are getting started with your business, build up some dollars so that you know you want to launch a business. One of the most, the first things that you need to do, don't let anybody tell you that you could run your business with just Facebook and just social media, okay? That's baloney. You need a website, and that's your central nervous system, your website. Social media are just spokes around the website, okay? Those are spokes that go in and out. So don't let anybody fool you into thinking that you don't need a website. You need a website, some sort of capacity. Even if it's just a one-page website, whatever it is, you need something, okay? So WordPress is a platform where a lot of web hosting companies like GoDaddy.com or Bluehost.com and I don't have any affiliations with these companies, so you could just go to the websites, GoDaddy.com, and they have like one-click installs for WordPress. And like I said, WordPress has themes and it has all the other stuff, but again, it requires a little bit more technical knowledge to be able to build and customize a WordPress website. And that's where I advise you to, when you're ready to take the next step in your business, to move from, you know, a self-developed website, you know, one of those website builder platforms, moving into now WordPress is where you're getting a little bit more serious about your website and you want to do some stuff like SEO, which is search engine optimization. And you want to have some plugins and you want to have a ton of things. Okay, so WordPress is a platform. You guys can go to WordPress.com, look it up, and just read up on it. But again, I think that's the second phase right now. This is geared towards you guys that just want to get something out there. You want to get your business on the internet so people can start searching you and finding you on the internet. Okay. And now don't get me wrong. They're not just, when you put up a website, they're just not going to find you just like that. There's other things that go into it that allows people to find you. But just putting up a website is not going to make that happen. So, you know, I wanted to share these details with you guys so that you know how serious having a website is for your business. But you can do this. Don't allow people to scare you, because a lot of people can scare you into not launching your business. Work in your strength areas. That's why I tell people all the time, and I try to do that myself. Where I'm weak, I have weaknesses. My wife knows I have weaknesses, and let me tell you something. I work in my strength areas because one thing I don't want to do, what I don't like to do, I don't like to wash dishes, right? But I got to do it. Because if she cooks, then that means I got to wash the dishes. We had this deal, you know, over 20 years ago. So but anyway, I only like to work in my strength areas. I don't like to work on weaknesses. So guess what, guys? You don't need to work on your weakness either. If building a website is your weakness, outsource it. Hire somebody to do this for you, okay? I gave you the resources. I'd really like to have your feedback on this. Give me some feedback. Let me know if you're launching your website, you're getting it started. Give me some questions, anything that I can answer for you guys. Really want to answer that. You know, just send any of your questions to support@webmobilefusion.com or you can text webmobile to 444-999. Text in your questions. We want to hear it. We want to hear from you. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast today. It was great bringing it to you. And we'll see you on the next podcast, where we're going to jump in a little bit more talking about your domains and talking about, you know, how we're going to tie all of this stuff together. So starting with your website and your domains and your hosting and all that, tying it all together. So wanted to hit the website part first, and then we'll get with the hosting. All right. Take care, guys. See you on the next episode of the Geek Speak podcast.